Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There are a lot of glum faces in Brazil, a lot of smiles in Croatia after their team beat Brazil to advance to the semifinals at the World Cup. The final score 4-2 in a penalty shootout. Croatia will next face either Argentina or the Netherlands. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is leaving the Democratic Party. She'll identify herself as an independent. It still gives Democrats a razor-thin majority in the Senate. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is confident Sinema will still work with them.
Because she has voted with the president 93% of the time. Because she has worked with us on key priorities of this administration.
With American basketball player Brittany Griner now home from Russia, Jean-Pierre was asked about talks to free another American, Paul Whelan.
I don't want to get into any specifics about negotiations as we continue to have those conversations to secure Paul.
A judge dismissed criminal charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in the Flint water crisis. The Michigan Supreme Court had said indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Snyder was charged with two misdemeanor counts of misconduct in office.
I want to come here today to apologize, to say I'm sorry and I will fix this.
Flint's water became tainted with lead after city managers appointed by Snyder began using the Flint River in 2014 to save money. The government says wholesale prices rose more than 7% in November, a fifth straight slowdown, a hopeful sign inflation pressures across the economy are continuing to cool. The Biden administration is accusing Russia of moving to provide advanced military assistance to Iran. This is advisor John Kirby.
This is a full-scale defense partnership that is harmful, as I said, to Ukraine, to Iran's neighbors, and quite frankly, to the international community.
This is AP News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The man convicted for shooting and wounding three police officers in Wauwatosa last year is sentenced to 40 years in prison. Kenneth Burney opened fire on the officers as they moved in to arrest him at a hotel about a year ago. Burney was remorseful at his sentencing yesterday, saying he's made a lot of terrible mistakes. Two Wisconsin Republicans crossed party lines to vote for the Respect for Marriage Act. The bill codifies interracial and same-sex marriage rights. Brian Stile and Mike Gallagher voted yes after amendments were added to address religious concerns and ban polygamy. A spokesperson for Stile says the bill maintains the status quo on marriage. In sports, Badger volleyball beat Penn State in a five-set tournament thriller last night. They advance to play Pitt tomorrow night. The Bucks are at Dallas tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. It is the final hour of the show of this week because it's Friday and we are just marching towards the weekend. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. And a reminder that if you like our show, tell your friends, because we love to spread the word. We love to grow our audience because we are a new show. It's only been like 4 or 5 months.
5 months.
So we always appreciate you helping us bring more people in. But, you know, as I said earlier, I left Wisconsin in 2003. I came back in 2020. And when I first got back and I started As Goes Wisconsin, I was looking for Wisconsin podcasts. And, you know, a lot of the ones that popped up were either from like WPR or Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or a lot of sports podcasts, if you can imagine that. A lot of Packers podcasts. But there was one that stood out, and it's called the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast. And so our guests today, we're finally getting them on the show, are the two booze-drinking buddies behind the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, Russ Sari and Eric Sturton. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess let's just start with, how would you describe what the show is about?
All right. So we feature a lot of Wisconsin history. Wisconsin is a very interesting history. When we were kind of creating the show, I know Eric brought it to my attention, like just the talent we have here in the state when it comes to music. So we're like, we got to feature something with music. We kind of looked through the newspaper articles. Eric, what do you say? Like the How Many Locals? How did that start? It was like a literally inside thing. So we lived, like, I had a roommate, Mike, at the time. He's a really good friend of ours. Eric would come over pretty much every weekend. We kind of go and like go on these little dive bar tours and stuff around Wisconsin. And when we got back home, we drank Four Locos, which is like a drink. Don't laugh.
It's a beautiful drink.
We used to drink Four Locos. And it was kind of an inside thing. Like, how many locos are you at? Like, if you had two cans, you were at like an 8 loco.
Right.
So like, we'd be like, Mike, how many locos are you at? Mike would be like, I'm at a 12 loco. And Sturge would be like, I'm at about an 8 right now. He'd be like 2 cans in. So that was like kind of how our segment started. And we like made this rating where, you know, you'd find these interesting news articles with
OWIs or somebody drinking and driving.
Insanely things that happened in the state you would not believe. Tune into the show to find out some of these really crazy things. But I mean, the one we featured today, somebody ran into Bernice at Cedar Crest, the fiberglass cow there up in Manitowoc there, if you haven't been there. And
somebody tried to climb onto Bernice. And it was actually a political official, and we won't say who it is. You can find out next week, or this
Sunday,
rather.
Wait, so is this something that happened recently?
It was 2017.
Okay, so. A political alderman,
went
up and tried to climb Bernice.
And Ryder.
One of our favorite fiberglass cows here in the state. And what would you do to the Bernice or Sissy over there?
Yeah. So I mean, honestly, I mean, how this all really started was we both had this mutual understanding that Wisconsin is the greatest state, and we wanted to feature all the different things that the state has to offer, all the different figures that are prominent, different inventors and engineers and individuals that we really just wanted to kind of point to and make sure that everybody knows about them. And that could be, like I said, inventors and engineers or people that do brewing or, you know, anything that really kind of brought the state into where it's at now. And so we really feature that. Plus, we feature the Wisconsin music, the artists mm-hmm. that are coming out of here right now. And we try to pull back and look at some historical ones as well. And but we love to kind of point to some of the local artists that play at all these venues in Madison and Milwaukee that are really, you know, big right now and not really big, but, you know, that are just coming out of the Milwaukee and Wisconsin scene in general. And it's really out of the you know, jealousy that Russ and I have. We're kind of failed yeah. musicians ourselves. So we wanted to get that into the ears of every single person that we could, as well as have an excuse to get together. We're best friends. That was really the key. You know, we can talk about Wisconsin, we can feature music, and we can get together and hang out and have a few drinks.
So is that the drunken part? It's just that you're drinking yeah. while you're recording?
If you were to be able to see our studio and how many beers are lined up, it's unreal. I mean, we have had pretty much every brewery within the state, we've at least had probably one beer
yeah.
on there at this point.
Oh, wow.
We've had Northern Wisconsin breweries come on. They've given yeah. us stuff, which we didn't even ask for. I mean, that's what so we actually have like a Patreon, which you can mm-hmm. kind of support our small,
endeavor.
I guess, independent endeavor. And a lot of that goes to like paying for artists and going back to our state, which is like all we wanted to do in the beginning. It was like our whole goal was basically to support local. Like we love local stuff. I know, I don't know about Eric, but I know for me, I only drink milk that has the number 55 on the top. That's gotta like how Wisconsin I am. You got to have the 55 on the top. But yeah, we just love the state, and we thought we could, you know, get to the masses. And, you know, recently it's probably taken off a little more, I would say, we started. And it was really cool because we're on an LA podcast. We're like, oh, me and Sturgey's Midwestern kids are on an LA podcast. You know, it was just such a cool thing for us.
Yeah, that was with Hilf. She's done a great job of reaching out to us. And I think she was actually Wisconsin based as well for a while. I know you had moved out to LA as mm-hmm. well, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. And she just was like, you know, just reached out to us and thought it was really neat that we were doing this. And she was like, record a 30-second thing and I'll include it on my podcast. And so it really has. We've really somehow reached out to a bunch of people.
Somebody appreciates it, at least.
Well, that's what's so impressive. So we're talking to Eric Sturgeon and Russ Sari, who are the hosts and founders of the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast. Because on your website, you guys have, you've reached people in the United Kingdom, Canada, Belgium, Ireland, Egypt, Indonesia, Australia, and New Zealand. Who are all these? Are these all people who have... are from Wisconsin and have left? Or you know, who are these people that are so interested in drunk Wisconsin history?
We always wondered that, you know, and it's just really cool that we can spread this message, you know, of our small state, our little, you know, little thing on the map. But there's just so much interesting stuff here. I mean, everything you use like every day is, a lot of it has been created in our state, which is just incredible to me. Like whether it's Case International, if you're driving a tractor, or, you know, your Generac right here in Waukesha, you know, it's just really incredible that all this was started in our state, and it's international, you know, it's incredible. And, you know, with our long winters here, you know, you got the time to really think about things, you know, it's cold. You don't want to hibernate. You know, you half the year you got to hibernate, basically, so you can come up with these really creative things. And, you know, it was really cool. Me and Eric could come up with this creative thing that we could present to everybody in the world and really, really promote our state.
And so, but neither of you are historians.
No, definitely not.
Definitely. Because we had John Gerda on yesterday, who absolutely is a historian.
And we love John Gerda.
We are
John
around Gerda's the corner huge. Fans.
Well, no, that's John McGivern.
John Gerda was on. I only found that out this week, too.
Oh, really?
Is the fact that it was John McGivern's show, who was here Tuesday.
Yeah. But Gerda comes on there.
And then Gerda came on. Yeah. And I only found that out on Tuesday. And then I had already scheduled Gerda to come on yesterday. And now we have you two gentlemen, but not historians.
You know, I went to UW-Madison, and I did study some history while I was there. there, obviously. And I love history. I really do. I mean, when you live up in the Northwoods, let's just say you live up in the North, there's not a lot to do. Like, there really isn't a much up there. I mean, a lot of times, like, as a younger man, I like the library. I'm a nerd. I'm throwing it out there.
You gotta read.
Kind of a nerd.
Okay. Yeah, so I would, like, read up on a lot of stuff, and it's just such cool history, like, things unsolved in our state, or, you know, like, we haven't come up with these yet, but there's a lot of hidden treasure in our state from, like, the French that were here. They buried a lot of treasure. Never has been.
Oh, you don't mean figuratively.
There's real
mean,
treasure.
There's
treasure.
There's treasures all over our state that have never been found. There's a lot of things we haven't, like, released yet that are in the works, so just make sure you tune in and find out. So
we have a nice spreadsheet of just topics galore. And I mean, we are not even a third of the way through at this point, and we're, you know, 2.5 years in. So,
yeah. And every episode has, like, a unique artist. So, like, at this point, we're at, like, about 131 artists that we have in our state that we featured, and just a really eclectic, different stuff. I mean, it's just from Sister Strings in Milwaukee, like, almost symphony.
I just talked about that. They're going to SNL this weekend.
Yeah, to the Dead Horses, to Horses and Hand Grenades, to
Telethon,
Brave You, just like these punk to, like, country to really eclectic acts.
We featured Sons of Leroy, which is the band that I drum for, and just to be able to do that is cool in itself, and then to dive into these topics that we can research and explore.
So what does, when you come up, you know, you have your spreadsheet. I also have a similar type spreadsheet of topics and news articles I eventually want to get to. Some of them have been on there for a while. But what is the process of beginning to research them?
For me, I go to library. I go to library all the time, whether it's digging through, like, old Wisconsin archives, reaching out to a Wisconsin Historical Society or things. I find all these old articles. I kind of compile. When it comes to history, nobody wants to sit there for a 2-hour lecture. Like, I could make these, you know, unbelievably long and just bore you to death. So what me and Eric do is we kind of sum down things. I have Eric kind of proofread, like, you know, remove certain sections just so we have, like, a good overview to present to you.
So you present it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so these are, like, a lot of books. A lot of times we'll list, like, our references and everything and what books we use to research. And we kind of have to sum it down into 15 minutes, which is always really hard. Like, somebody like Georgia O'Keeffe, which is on my list. Like, it's hard to sum that down into 15 minutes digestible for somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially, like, our generation. We're, like, kind of all over the place. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Like, we're just like, here.
Quick consumable stuff is
it's very hard
to do. And for me, it's mostly YouTube documentaries. I mean, somebody has done that research before me, and I'm going and consuming their content. So it's kind of a mutual agreement that they're going to put that out there, and then I can sort of utilize that in what we do in the podcast. So, but there's tons of information out there. Tons.
Yes. And so this is so fun. We have so many stories because I want to talk about some of the episodes you guys have done and so you can relive or retell some of the things that you've learned. But the podcast hosts of the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon, are here. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Hit it. listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Overcast this afternoon with a mixture of precipitation likely. Highs level off around 34. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 32 tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation. 37 tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us. It is 1:21. We have less than an hour left until the weekend is here, and we cannot wait. But the weekend has started maybe even a little bit already, because our guests this hour are the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast hosts, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon. And this just sounds like such a quintessential all things Wisconsin podcast that gets away from necessarily the news of the day, but it's not all just history. Some of it is celebrating our beer, some of it is celebrating our music, but also our past. And so now meeting you guys in person, like, you are two pretty quintessential Wisconsin guys.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. So where did you guys grow up?
Okay, so for me, I ended up in Hurley, Wisconsin, which is way up north, if anyone knows where that's at. It's pretty much in the UP, and I moved down here where I met my best friend here, Eric, and we've been friends ever since, and we're kind of
so
both...
moved down here to, like, Waukesha, like southeast Wisconsin?
Yeah, southeastern Wisconsin. We both grew up in a small town called Elkhorn, if you've ever heard of that. It's very tiny.
Near Lake Geneva.
But we initially clicked, like, right away. I mean, we're both very sarcastic people. We don't take a lot of things serious, you know, like, we're always joking about everything. Like, nothing is too serious, I think, and I don't know if that's for you, Eric.
Oh, yeah, and nothing's off limits for me. I think if there's a joke there, I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, So I was born, unfortunately, in the state of Illinois, in a town called North Chicago. My dad was in the military, so I was born on a naval base at Great Lakes Naval Base. And like 2 years in, my parents moved to Elkhorn. So I do
two
not
years
have
into your life.
Yeah, 2 years into my life. Yeah. I told them we need to get out of here and ship north. So there we were in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So and my grandparents owned a bar at the time, so my parents just sort of fit right into that. That was their job, that was their career, and it kind of started everything off, you know. I shed whatever Chicago Bear or Cub or anything I had and was Bears or Packers and Brewers from then on. So
yeah.
And so What do you think it is about? Because I don't know. Like, I have lived in other places. I've lived in California. I've lived in New York. I haven't lived in other what they would call, they being the coasties, flyover states. And so I always wonder, there is something about Wisconsin where, like, Wisconsin loves Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's like the success of Charlie Barron's, the success of your guys' podcast. You're showing me your tattoo of the state right now.
State on my arm, yeah.
Obviously, what I've found with As Goes Wisconsin and, like, the... You know, sometimes you refer to it as low-hanging fruit, but some of the things about Wisconsin, whether it's our drinking culture, our sports, our cheese, our brats, like there's things. But instead of we all embrace it. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there like, oh, Wisconsin's more than that. And like, we're not you know, hokey. But what have you guys found, even for yourselves or for the audience that you found, of like why you think Wisconsin just loves Wisconsin?
For me, it's just, I mean, we are such nice individuals. You're not going to get a terrible person out of the bunch, you know, generally speaking. So for us, you know, we love living near the right people. And for me, it's just the people. It's my neighbor. It's, you know, Russ. You know, it's the people we went to high school with. You can always kind of look to them to be a good calling card. You can always rely on that. And that's exactly where I think, you know, we like to promote the person down the street who might be a screen printer or a person who might be a butcher or a brewer. Those individuals are not only your friends and family, but they're soon enough going to be an acquaintance of yours, whether you like it or not. And we're going to sneak right past you there.
Scooch.
We're going to scooch. What about you? What do you think?
You know, for me, it's like the state is so diverse. It's a melting pot of culture that has come together. Whether you're going to Pulaski for the Polka Festival or you go, you know, the Cranberries, there's waterfalls, there's amazing outdoor activities here. Like Eric said, the Midwest friendliness that everyone talks about, it really does exist. You go to like a place like LA where everything just seems dead. People just seem like they're on their cell phone and they won't talk to you. They ignore you. Like no matter what you do, you go to New York and people are just angry, you know? And like here,
too self-centered. Have you been to either of those places?
Oh my gosh, yes, I have. Yeah. I've traveled everywhere as an engineer, even in other countries, you know? And I always, when I come home and I land in that cold tundra of Wisconsin, it's just like such a great feeling. It's like I know I'm home. I know I can trust my neighbor. I know like I don't have to worry about crime so much. You know, it's just a great place to live. And I really, you know, when it comes to affording housing or, you know, it's affordable to live here. And it's just a great thing. There's so many things you can do, whether you're, especially if you're an outdoors person like I am, whether it's fishing or going on a canoe or going up north, going waterfall searching. I just love this state. I can't say it enough. I mean,
you guys need to reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. You need to be spokespeople, man.
This is so pro Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong. I love it, but like we should get you. Who is the who's in charge of that now these days? Sayer. Something?
Ann Sayer. Yes.
Yeah, we got to get you guys in front of her be like, start cutting commercials for why you should come to Wisconsin, why you should move to Wisconsin, why you should work in Wisconsin.
There is just a lot of things. And like, I know you've traveled, you've been to other places. I mean, for me, like, if it wasn't for Wisconsin and I had the money, Colorado would be the only other place I would move. I really love Colorado. I love the mountains, and it's the same. It's like you got the outdoors and you got like the rivers and everything.
Brewing culture.
The brewing. Yeah. It's the same thing as Colorado Wisconsin. It's just more expensive. And for me,
it is more expensive. Dr. Mike, who's always on the show, my best friend, lives in Denver, and I consistently send him houses that he could buy for the same amount of money that he just bought his house. I was like, this is what you could get in Wisconsin. Yeah. Don't you want to move here?
Right. Yeah. I mean, for the cost of rent, we own a farm. I mean, I own 10
acres. You two own a farm.
I own a farm. So I own a farm, and it's less than what I was paying for a rent in Madison. Or like if in California, it was like we looked in northern San Diego there in North Park, and it was like $5,000. I mean, for $5,000 in Wisconsin, you can live in a mansion.
Yeah, to be honest. Absolutely. So. All right. Well, we're going to have to take a break for the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the history that you guys have done episodes on, like frozen custard or Thanksgiving in Wisconsin or tavern haunts, whatever that means. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're here with the guys from the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, and we'll be right back.
The SHA 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Russian President Vladimir Putin says more U.S.-Russia prisoner swaps may be coming after the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner.
Putin spoke a day after Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout was swapped for WNBA star and two-time Olympian Brittney Griner. Asked whether other prisoners could be swapped, Russia's president said everything is possible, noting that compromises have been found that cleared the way for the Griner-Bout exchange. Putin added, "We aren't refusing to continue this work in the future," making his first comments about the closely watched trade. Despite negotiating for Griner's release, the most high-profile American jailed abroad, the U.S. has failed to win freedom for another American, Paul Whelan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Griner is back in the U.S. She arrived today at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. I'm Ed Donahue.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your...
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matney with your headlines. The number of flu cases in Wisconsin and across the country are spiking. State data shows the number of influenza-like infections took off more than a month earlier than the previous 4 years and has already reached or surpassed peak activity level of 3 of those years. On Monday, the CDC's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, announced this year's vaccine is a very good match for the flu strains currently in circulation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services data says less than 1 in 3 Wisconsinites have gotten a flu shot as of Thursday. An updated COVID booster shot, which protects against the original strain and the more contagious Omicron variant, is still available to people regardless of insurance. As of Wednesday, 37.7% of Wisconsinites had gotten that additional booster. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. You can always join the conversation, 844-967-2789. And a reminder that if you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. You can go to asgoeswisconsin.com or find it on Spotify or Apple or wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can also find, probably anywhere that you get your podcast, the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast. And our guests this hour has been Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon, who are the creators and hosts of that podcast. And so I wanted to spend some time this segment on learning some of the things you've learned. And so your most recent episode was the history of frozen custard in Wisconsin. Yes. And I've always wondered, why is this such a Wisconsin? Why is custard so unique to Wisconsin?
I believe it's just a higher fat content, right? It's not ice cream, so it's, you know, but it's better.
It is better.
It's way more decadent, and we just have such a. There's a slew of different venues that call themselves the best, you know, custard or something. But we decided that, you know, with all these articles that have been published about custard, frozen custard in the state of Wisconsin, we decided to talk about the top ones, the ones that consider themselves to be, you know, the king of the hill.
So who'd you cover?
Well, so we covered anywhere from Leon's, which is, you know, obviously that one is a staple. Gillies, we covered Leduc's, we covered Cops. I mean, Culver's, of course, you can't forget them. We covered pretty much all of the ones that can be considered your top favorites.
Well, see, I grew up with Michael's in Madison.
And we covered Michael's, yeah.
You covered it? So what did you test all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Were you both drinking beer and testing custard on the episode at the same time?
We did not do that. That would equal a bellyache, and we can't do that.
That would
be an instant sickness. But we have each, over the course of our lifetime, been to all of these different places. Not, you know, you haven't been to all of them, Russ, but and I haven't been to all of them. But between the two of us, we have enjoyed our fair share of frozen custard, and we give our reasons why some are better than others. And sometimes it's not always just about the frozen custard either. Sometimes it's about the other confections and menu items that they offer. So with Gillies, I mean, they have some really great Dilly Bar. One thing that they have, and also their cheeseburgers or hot dogs. I mean, it's not just about that frozen custard. So we go in and we dive into everything they have to offer.
The history of it and more of a deep dive into each
one location. Also gets a little bit of the history too. Okay. So we do talk about
just a hair of
when maybe they started, how they got their origins, and then it's right into, you know, the things you can eat and consume.
And so was there any fun facts that you got out of any of the locations for the little history that you
none
gathered?
That I can remember.
No.
The one we did do a separate episode on was Culver's.
Yeah.
And a little story I had is I think it was Lake Havasu, which is like on the border of Arizona and California.
They keep finding bodies in barrels out there. It's drying
it's weird.
Out.
Yeah. And so the crazy thing is, like, we are driving down, like, the main... Did you know the London Bridge is there? London Bridge is falling down. The actual London Bridge that was falling down is located in Lake Havasu.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the actual London Bridge. And so we are driving down that main strip there in Lake Havasu, and I'm like, is that a Culver's? I'm like, we have to stop. I need some cheese curds. Like, I'm craving I need my Wisconsin fix. So we stopped there in Lake Havasu, and I got a custard and some cheese curds. So it's pretty.
It's everywhere.
All right.
It is.
It's
crazy.
Now.
It's great. It came right from our little state here. So
out of the episodes you've done 130. And what has been the most interesting story that you remember, because you are drinking when you're recording these things? What's your favorite story of the episodes that you guys have done?
I think probably either Soundstorm, which was a random music festival that was up in Poinette, Wisconsin, up near like La Crosse area. And this was in the late 60s, early 70s. And the band Grateful Dead was scheduled to play there. And I'm a self-proclaimed deadhead, if you will. And I really enjoy everything about that. So to hear that they were playing at this random, you know, farm town in Wisconsin in the 70s was just amazing to hear. And then also Koss headphones, Koss Corporation, just hearing about their advancements and improvements with the stereo headphones and all that they did to kind of produce that whole idea of listening to music or anything in your head, and that they were actually much of the Air Force One fleets for the longest time. That was the preferred headphone and stereo phone for them. Of course, Les Paul. The Wizard of Waukesha is probably one of the most interesting episodes we've ever done. And I'm not sure that we did it any justice, but we talked about it. We hit all the points and we love Les Paul. We love Gibson guitars and just love music in general. So
Yeah, for me, I would have to say the invention of the snowmobile was pretty interesting. I'm a mechanical engineer, just so you'll know. I really liked Ole Evinrude, the Evinrude Motor Company.
I have no idea. What is that?
And it's outboard motors. Okay. They're pretty much worldwide. And the Mercury motor, Carl Kiekehoffer. Made the
actual... that was a recent episode too.
Yes, it was. Yeah. So Carl Kiekehoffer was inventor of the outboard motor as well. And he was a really strong businessman and basically wanted to make a better motor. So he, and you'll still see Mercury on many boats today. And even Evinrude, maybe not so much. They were bought out by Bombardier, if you will, the French company. And they kind of went under. But it's just really cool that all started in our state. Just some inventors in the wintertime that actually just came up with these. The snowmobile car, Eliason, created the snowmobile in Wisconsin. It was a winter project. It started out. There was other ones where like Model Ts would have like little skis and a tread on there. But he ended up creating the first snowmobile in Wisconsin, which is pretty incredible.
I think I knew that part, but I didn't know more of the story and like the motor and everything like that. And so that's super cool.
It is really neat. Like any outboard motor you see was started right here in our own state.
So. Yeah. I mean, all the mechanical advancements that that are inside of those things, the engineers right here in our state are the ones that are, you know, solely responsible for that and how we can go really, really fast on boats or snowmobiles or cars. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we're talking to the podcast host and founders of the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon. And so you also, there's obviously the drunk part.
Yeah.
Because when I think when I first saw the name, I didn't know how similar it was going to be to Drunk History, the Comedy Central show.
And we actually didn't realize that in the beginning. It was more of like, you know, when you're drinking and you kind of have these like creative ideas when you're drinking, even though you don't always fulfill them. And I think that's pretty much what drove a lot of these inventions is just guys in the wintertime in a garage sitting around drinking a couple brewskis there and, you know, coming up with these really creative ideas.
You know, it would be a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Should we go faster?
We've all been there. I mean, we've all been like, oh my God, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And we never do it because we're just hungover and we're just sitting there like, oh God, what did I do? But it's kind of that whole, like, and we didn't mean to copy the Comedy Central when we first started, you know? And it was like, we thought about it like later on. Actually, Eric brought it up to my attention. He's like, did you realize? I'm like, no, I didn't. You know, I just thought like me and him drink a lot of beer. We come up with a lot of ideas. We played music, having a couple beers, you know, it was just kind of our thing, you know?
Well, it is what it is, but it was funny because I think that I thought of that show and then learning more about your guys' show. It's more that you are drinking while you're talking about these things, you're presenting stuff. As you just told me, sometimes you guys will batch record your episodes, and sometimes by the fourth episode,
it's
no longer usable.
It's a little off the rails.
There's a little too much IPA craft beer.
Yes.
Yeah. And so who are some of your favorite, as you've explored, I think you said almost all of the craft breweries in Wisconsin, what is like your top five?
I have to say for me, in my top five, I would say Carbon 4, just because it's just a legendary beer. New Glarus, obviously, is Wisconsin-based. One of our favorites is Third Space. They've invited us to so many VIP events. We've got to meet some really cool people because of them. And Lindsay, who does Rock the Green, which is like basically environmental things within the Milwaukee County area. She's invited us to a lot of like just really cool events. We've got to meet a lot of these people like from Mobcraft. We know Henry very well from Mobcraft. And
so is that your fourth? Is Mobcraft your fourth?
Yeah, I'd say fourth. And then I would say probably the last one, obviously Lakefront is like the coolest tour. And just like Russ Klisch, he has the same name as me, Russ. So I can't, it's kind of, you know, I have to like him. You know? Yeah.
And I guess I like a lot of the same ones, but 1840 down in Bayview is one of my favorites. They come up with some really, really awesome stuff, and they kind of hone in on the old school medicine look with their brown bottles. And Eagle Park is another one in my original area of Wisconsin where I bought my first house in Muskego. They have a bunch of really good beers. Carbon 4, again, I mean, they're staples. Just absolutely amazing. Lakefront, they're great.
How about Youngblood? Is Youngblood?
Oh, yeah, Youngblood. Yeah.
We've had them on the show, actually. We've interviewed them.
Do you have Bill?
Who was it? Do you remember who we had for
Youngblood? I don't remember the actual brewer.
Bill's not a brewer.
It was either a brewer or it was
Bill
the owner.
Bill DePlante, my now married but cousin by marriage. He worked for Old Youngbloods, who were big supporters of
love
that.
Love Youngblood, and then also the One Barrel is. Yeah. One Barrel's probably. Oh, yeah, I'll round it off with One Barrel.
Eric,
I'm going to get the tattoo of the
gonna
penguin.
He's going to get a penguin tattoo. We're going to get a free keg from them if he gets a sick penguin tattoo.
They did discontinue that, but we were promised that if I do it.
Where would you get the penguin tattoo?
I'm not really sure.
Because you have the outline of Wisconsin on your wrist.
I have a few tattoos. Russ has way more tattoos. But at the same point, I mean, it is crucial. You're right. I really
the
have to think about this.
Important.
Placement is crucial.
You're getting a penguin. So
I'm getting a penguin. So.
And then one of the things you guys are doing right now is also the Mobcraft Advent
I'm doing the Advent
beer.
Calendar, yeah.
And so any notable choices? Because I'm doing the Advent, the Costco wine.
Sure,
Advent calendar. Not that I'm drinking it every night, but
No judgment.
I've been moderately impressed. I feel like all the wine I've tried so far has been kind of like, this is drinkable, but nothing that I necessarily have been like, I'm going to go buy a whole bottle. Right. They're all the half bottles. So what have you had in the Mobcraft Advent beer calendar so far that you would recommend?
Victory or Valhalla is one of the ones that I really enjoyed. That was just a few days ago. And then also Low Funk. Low Funk is I'm a very big sour beer drinker. I really love the flavors that they can come up with on that. And the tartness. I do like wine. I do like Sauvignon Blancs, the dry, you know, that and to me, that's kind of what a sour beer is. It's kind of mimicking that. And Low Funk, their strawberry rhubarb is absolutely phenomenal.
Strawberry rhubarb. It's like the most like Wisconsin.
Did I say it like that?
Rhubarb.
So, guys, I'm curious. How do you make money to pay for all this beer?
Well, we don't.
It's more of a hobby project. We do have our supporters who actually do sponsor the show. We have a few Patreon supporters, and they've helped us everything that we've gotten based on, like, even donations we've given back pretty much to the Wisconsin community, whether it be paying for the music or beer. And it's more of a hobby project, and I really do love Wisconsin. And for me and Eric, the reason we started is because I had a podcast where we were interviewing like people in nursing homes, and we were finding out these really cool Wisconsin stories. But then, you know, obviously COVID hit, so they closed down all of those. So me and him are like, let's just do this. Like,
I feel like you should bring that back.
You think so?
It was eventually
really
interesting.
Weave that into the if, now that the nursing homes are back open and stuff, because I'm sure there's some fascinating stories you can get out of people.
So interesting. I mean, there was one guy from World War II. He's like on a battleship. He's a D-Day, you know, and it was just incredible to hear these stories. And, you know, these things are going to be gone pretty soon. Yeah. We're not going to have them anymore. And that's why, like, it was my original go-to, and my grandma was the best storyteller, and it was kind of the reason I started in the first place. So.
You should go, seriously, go back to that, because I bet some of those stories are stories they haven't even told their families.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It was incredible.
Yeah, and it really does. It takes a good interview. Viewer to kind of get that out. And when he was doing that, I was jealous, and I said, can you tell me how that I can put my podcast out there? And I just had this idea of doing some more current event stuff. And without Russ, I mean, I would have never understood how to RSS feed, you know, this thing. And now we decided, you know what, let's just jump ship on both of those, and let's do this, you know, drunken history thing.
All right, well, with the 30 seconds we have left until we have to let you go, where can people find Wisconsin Drunken History?
The best place to go is WisconsinDrunkenHistory.com. Okay. Links to all the social media, links to Patreon, everything.
All right. Well, Russ and Eric, thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It was so fun to meet you in person.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to the next upcoming episodes of Wisconsin Drunken History.
See you guys at the diapers.
All right. We're going to take one more break. Stick with us.
Girl, I'm your king.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at the Spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the Spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy Caliente.
Oh, they're not kidding.
Live
live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Cloudy this afternoon with a mixture of precipitation likely. High of 34, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 32 tonight, mixed precipitation possible at times. 37 tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. About an inch of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder that we love hearing from you on topics that we should cover or guests that we should have on or feedback for Jane and I and how we can get better or also maybe how much you love us. You can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And one of the things I'm really excited to be able to do is feature at the end of the show different shows that are happening during the holidays across Wisconsin. And so this is a show I got to see last year. And I loved it. And so the Black Nativity is playing at the Marcus Center this weekend. And we have director DeMonte Henning on the phone with us. Welcome to the show, DeMonte.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so for people who are not familiar with Black Nativity, what is the premise of the show?
So Black Nativity is this nativity story that we all know about bringing the birth of Jesus Christ into the world. So we start off in Act 1 with Mary and Joseph's journey, the struggles that they go through. And then finally, they Mary delivers Jesus. And then it's all about the jubilee and the celebration of Jesus Christ. In Act 2, we kind of bring it back to the center. It's more centered around how this community pulls together through tragedy, through hard times, which some of us can relate to dealing with COVID and just differences and challenges that we go through on a daily basis. And so at the end, we are reminded to have faith and to stay strong and to keep moving forward as best we can.
Absolutely. And so, and this was a musical, but because what is the tie to Langston Hughes? Because this is his Christmas musical, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And so what we feature in the play is a lot of gospel music. We try to incorporate all the sounds of the African diaspora. So you'll hear traditional gospel music. You'll also hear some hip hop. You'll hear some R&B. You'll hear it all because we try to bring people together and not just make it just all gospel music, but just different sounds.
Absolutely. And that was what I was taking away. I mean, I was talking about last night. I saw the show over at Skylight Music Theater, which was all Disney shows. Mm-hmm. But I got to see Black Nativity last year, also with my friend Sean Holmes, who was in it last year. And I was just, it was another show where the entire time I was just grinning ear to ear and seeing the talent of the dancing and seeing the talent of the singers. And so this is the seventh year that it's going to be at the Wilson Theater at Vogel Hall in Marcus Performing Arts Center. And so how much does the show change each year and reinvent itself?
That's one of the gifts that I love to have as a creative, that each year the show evolves and we're able to change a few things. I can tell you now that since that you've seen the show last year, it has evolved enormously since last year. One thing that I share with my creative team is that I wanted to take it a step further with our costumes, with our lighting, with our choreography, with our music. So even if you've seen it in the past, you know, 4 years ago, it has evolved. And I'm just so excited to share it with the community.
DeMonte, that puts a lot of pressure on you, though. I mean, you got to keep topping yourself year after year. Eventually, you're going to need like an exploding elephant or something.
You know what? Our music director said, and I love what he said. He was like, let's exhaust all the creative possibilities so that next year we're left with, okay, well, what do we do now? And I love it. I love it. I feed off of it.
And so as a director, you're from Milwaukee. And so what are some of the other shows where people might have seen your work besides Black Nativity?
So I've been involved in the Milwaukee Rep. I just was in their production of Tony Stone, which traveled down to Atlanta. I just was in Kilmore Paradise, which was produced at Next Act Theater. I've worked with Milwaukee Chamber Theater. I just did their production of The Island by April Fugard. And so you can see me in some other projects coming up. At the beginning of next year, I'll be directing a production called Covers with a Florentine opera. And then I'll also be involved in Seven Guitars by August Wilson, which will be at the Milwaukee Repertory Theater. That's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to that. August Wilson is an incredible playwright if you've never seen any of his shows. Oh, my gosh. Well, Fences.
Yeah.
And it's just so heartwarming, DeMonte, to see theater coming back and the theaters that were able to hang on during the 2 years of lockdowns.
Absolutely. It's been a treat. We just had a school show earlier today at 11 o'clock, and just watching the young people take in our performers, and I know our performers really enjoyed it because feeling that energy, there's nothing like having live theater and just feeling that energy of the audience. And I just feel like they're the final ingredient to the show. You know, I did a lot of Zoom readings during the pandemic, and it was interesting.
It's not the same. Not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
So just quickly before
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we let you go, when and where can people either find tickets for the show, more information about the show? Because it's just this weekend, right?
It is just this weekend. So we have our opening night, which is tonight. We just had a community preview night, which was sold out yesterday, so I'm grateful for that. But for more information, they can visit blackartsmke.org to find out to purchase tickets.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, DeMonte. DeMonte Henning is the director of the Black Nativity, which is this weekend at the Marcus Center. We will link all of that information in our blog post for today's episode. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that will about do it for us this December 9th,
December
Friday?
9th, yes.
Do you know what you're going to wear tomorrow? Are you wearing the light-up scarf and hat?
I'm wearing the light-up scarf, and I have a special hat that I also purchased. And
because the attire for our Christmas, our Civic Media holiday party... Which is tomorrow night, which we're very excited about. Mm-hmm. The attire is festive, which I think...
That's a pretty broad range.
...is up for interpretation, so I am debating between my... festive, ugly Christmas sweater. I'm debating. Do you go for funny or do you go for cute?
I am so past beyond cute, I have to go for funny. But you can go for cute.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't want to be overdressed. This is the thing. It's like...
Bring something that lights up. It'll balance everything.
I think that's the key. I think the key after this is to go to Target and find something that lights up so you and I... can match.
I like it.
All right. Well, that will do it for us today on As Goes Wisconsin for this week, but we will be back on Monday when we will do this all over again. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But as always, thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin all week, every day, 11 to 2. We will be back on Monday. We'll see you then. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.